This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Tuesday, March 12, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Farmer sentiment nationwide rose slightly in February, according to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. But James Mintert with the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture says many concerns remain among farmers regarding their farm's financial performance.
The change has really come about with respect to the larger percentage of people who are now choosing lower crop and/or livestock prices as a big concern. A year ago, only 18% of the people in the survey chose that. This month, that was up to 28%. That's as high as it's been.
Purdue says the percentage of farmers worried about farm profitability has tripled since last October. Plans are in place for a 1.2 million square foot warehouse in Northwest Indiana that could result in up to $100 million in investment and hundreds of jobs. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana report an unnamed Fortune 100 company is working with Illinois-based developer Venture One Real Estate to build the facility near the Lake County town of Lowell. An attorney representing the company and developer says they hope to break ground in May after receiving all necessary approvals. However, a timeline for completion was not immediately known. Indiana's unemployment rate was 3.5% in January, down from 3.6% in December. The Indiana Department of Workforce Development said Monday the state added 10,500 private sector jobs over the previous month. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Do you want to lose 5 or 10 pounds to fit into that fancy tux or party dress? Eli Lilly and Company has a new message for you. Don't take prescription weight loss drugs for vanity.
The Indianapolis-based drug maker, which makes weight loss drug Zepbound and diabetes drug Mounjaro, recently aired a new 30-second spot just ahead of the Academy Awards to underscore the message. The reminder comes as demand for the drugs is threatening to overwhelm the company. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration database that tracks drug shortages said there will be limited availability of several types of doses of Mounjaro at least through this month. So far, it doesn't list Zepbound, which contains the same active ingredient but in different doses. The two drugs are big sellers in the growing class of GLP-1 drugs, which regulate appetite and stomach emptying. Some people have referred to them as miracle drugs for the ability to help patients shed up to 20% of their body weight. However, in an open letter last week, Lilly said it stands against the use of the drugs for cosmetic weight loss. Last month, Lilly reported that Mounjaro jumped into second place among the company's drugs for revenue. It rang up sales of $5.16 billion for the full year, putting it firmly in blockbuster territory. Lilly said significant demand for the drug will cause intermittent delays in filling orders. Zepbound, the weight loss drug that Lilly launched in December, rang up sales of $175.8 million in the fourth quarter. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business, Radio.
Mom Water, the canned cocktail launched in Indiana 3 years ago, has increased its distribution to the New England region and is now available in retail stores in 36 states. Case sales of Mom Water, a fruit-infused vodka water with no carbohydrates, sugar, or carbonation, increased 53% last year to more than 743,000, the company said. Mom Water's retail presence increased 54% in 2023 from the prior year, with entries into major retailers such as Walmart, Meijer, and Kroger. Founded by Jill and Bryce Morrison, Mom Water launched in the DuBois County town of Ferdinand in 2021 and is manufactured in Indianapolis. The company expects to sell more than 1.25 million cases as it enters its fourth year. Former Purdue Research Foundation President Dan Hassler is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.